בגל הזה אנחנו רואים הדבקות ותחלואה של מחוסנים.
The Holy Land is reporting a blizzard of COVID cases in the vaccinated. And not only are they telling the world that the vaccines don't work, they're telling the world that the vaccines cause a type of HIV, an erosion of the immune system. And that's what's causing this new outbreak. And not only that, but at the same time, Pfizer announces a new COVID pill with HIV medication. But this pill isn't treating COVID. It's treating the HIV caused by the vaccines. It's just like them adding heart attack medication to the vaccines, because the vaccines cause heart attacks, so they add heart attack medication. The vaccines cause HIV, so they're adding HIV medication. But not only is the Holy Land sounding the alarm, we've got major outbreaks around the world that we're going to be looking at. In Belgium, they're saying the exact same thing. In the most vaccinated region of Belgium, it's nothing but vaccinated people in the ICUs. All vaccinated, they say. But it gets worse. The state of Connecticut is reporting a major outbreak in a nursing home. 8 people have died. And 60 others were infected, and they were all fully vaccinated. The nursing home had only 70 residents. 8 are dead, 60 are infected, all fully vaccinated. The only survivors, the only people that weren't infected, were the unvaccinated. 2 people, unvaccinated, not infected. 68 people vaccinated. All of them were infected or killed. It doesn't get more astonishing than that. The numbers couldn't be any clearer than that. Minnesota, a highly vaccinated state, is also reporting a blizzard of new COVID cases. The country of Gibraltar, with a 100% vaccination rate, is reporting a major outbreak and is canceling Christmas and New Year's celebrations. They have quite literally a 100% vaccination rate. And so it can't be the unvaccinated causing this new wave of COVID. And chances are this new wave of COVID isn't COVID at all. It's just the flu attacking people without an immune system. And so it's the vaccinated that are now most at risk. The protected need protection. They weren't kidding. Ireland is also reporting high COVID cases in its most vaccinated regions. Another firm example of how ineffective this vaccine is. Germany is now reporting a record number of cases despite a high vaccination rate. Record numbers never seen before since the beginning of the pandemic. But tens of millions of people have been vaccinated. You would expect it would be 50% better or 70% better in accordance with the vaccination rate. But no, they're breaking records. We're seeing other countries begin to panic as well, and it's not even December. We have another month and a half to go before the peak of flu season. And so this is going to be the darkest winter yet, ladies and gentlemen. So to recap, the Holy Land is reporting a blizzard of COVID cases in the vaccinated. The country of Belgium is reporting a blizzard of COVID cases in the vaccinated. A nursing home in Connecticut reports that all of the vaccinated were either dead or infected. And it's only the unvaccinated that survived infection. Getting infected, we should say. Minnesota is reporting a major blizzard of COVID in the vaccinated. Ireland is reporting a major blizzard of COVID in the vaccinated. Germany has record numbers, despite hardly having any at the beginning of this pandemic. We're getting numerous reports that the vaccine causes a type of HIV, and Pfizer comes out with HIV medication, dubbed the COVID pill. Just like they're adding heart attack medication in the vaccines, because the vaccines cause heart attacks. So if Pfizer is pushing an HIV drug, that means that their vaccine causes HIV. And they're getting awards. They're making $1,000 a second, according to reports. And those numbers will only increase as the fascist governments of the world that are in bed with these corporations continue to mandate more vaccines, more boosters in exchange for your freedom. They're going to dangle freedom in front of our noses as they steal billions and trillions of dollars from society, as well as people's health. This is by far the biggest crime against humanity anyone has ever witnessed. And it's not over yet. They're building death camps. More is coming. The virus came out for the vaccines. The vaccines came out for the vaccine passports. The vaccine passports came out for digital IDs. And those digital IDs are going to come out for total control of the population. At the press of a button, they can turn you into a wanted criminal, and wherever you go with your digital ID, you'll be flagged, discriminated against, or worse. We're getting reports from the CDC that they could not isolate the virus at the time the PCR tests were developed. They had no proof of a virus when they deployed their tests to detect the virus. That's why the flu disappeared. They just rolled out influenza tests and called it COVID. They're giving people HIV, they're calling it COVID. They're giving people heart attacks and they're calling it COVID. In fact, if you die of anything these days, chances are you'll be counted as a COVID victim, because COVID is code for murder and genocide. Not only was the CDC unable to detect the virus, the CDC in Atlanta, but the CDC...
They didn't isolate the virus. That's the issue.
What about live animal samples?
It doesn't tell you anything if they only test positive. I do not suspect it's coming from what we originally thought.
The CDC in China could not isolate the virus either. In fact, they don't even think it is a virus. Not only that, but they're saying that the tests don't mean a thing. Doesn't matter if the animals test positive. It means nothing, because the tests mean nothing, because there is no virus. These tests are like a magic eight ball. It has nothing to do with science or a virus. These tests are pre-programmed to be positive or negative. But if there is no virus, then what's in the vaccine? Because the vaccine is supposed to protect you from the virus. For that information,
downloaded the sequences from the Chinese government. We put it into our proprietary algorithm that generates the vaccines, and in 2 hours we had the vaccine already designed and it went straight into manufacture. Downloaded the sequences from the Chinese government.
They downloaded the sequence from the Chinese government, from a Chinese website. Would you download anything from a Chinese website? Probably not, because it probably has a virus. But these manufacturers have downloaded some secret Chinese code from the dark web, and they've booted it up into a vaccine, and they've injected it into people and into children. And given that all the news is brought to you by Pfizer, they can't report on it. Pfizer's calling them every day, threatening to pull their advertisement if they talk bad about these vaccines.
Was triggered by this, the genetic sequence of the new coronavirus. Chinese scientists posted it online just weeks after the outbreak was identified.
Scientists posted it online, and the coronavirus is supposed to be an RNA virus, but this code that they're showing here is DNA. You can tell by the letter T that's used here. If it was an RNA virus, the T would be a U. So there's no telling what's in this code, what's in this vaccine, but what we do know is that people are dropping dead. It's not just that it's wiping out their immune system. It's giving them heart attacks. It's giving them strokes. It's giving them neurological issues. A fate worse than death with many people out there, with hundreds of thousands of victims worldwide, if not more. Perhaps millions dead if we include the heart attacks and the strokes. The real bioweapon here might very well be the vaccine that's making so much money for these big pharma companies, and of course for everybody that's getting paid off by the pharmaceutical companies. And so this poison is making too much money right now for them to admit what's going on. Maybe in 10 years or 5 years, when people aren't buying the story anymore, will they come out and say, looks like we've made a mistake? Because by then people will stop taking the vaccine voluntarily. But until people stop taking the vaccine, they're going to continue on telling you that you need to take the vaccine because it's making so much money. And wouldn't it be nice if that was the end of the story? But it's not the end of the story, because these people in government know that these vaccines are killing people. It's not just about the money. It's about these death camps. It's about killing people, like it says on the Georgia Guidestones. It's the Agenda 21. It's genocide. They're poisoning the food, the air, the water. They're surrounding you with death towers. They're spraying you like bugs because they're trying to kill everyone. It's a cult of death. These people on television are cult members. They've all gone on the casting couch. They've all molested children, and worse. And so they're in it together like a bunch of Charlie Manson groupies. And right now it's starting to look like Jonestown. They're trying to kill people. This isn't just about money. This is about mass murder. And these people on television are doing it the Reich way, the Nazi way. Show me your papers. Come take a shower. Come take a vaccine. You can have your freedom. You can have a hot meal when it's all over. The vaccine will make you free. Work will make you free. You can be free if you just take the vaccine. You're free to do as they tell you. So, we know that numerous countries are now discovering the Trojan horse of this vaccine. They're realizing that it makes the situation worse. And it couldn't be any clearer than this nursing home, where everyone that was vaccinated either got infected or was killed, but those that weren't vaccinated never got infected with this quote-unquote new strain. A strain made for the vaccinated. And that's why they're hoping that everybody gets vaccinated. That way, we can't tell the difference. But as long as unvaccinated people are out there, their story isn't going to fly. Because the unvaccinated are going to run around like nothing's going on while the vaccinated are dropping dead and suffering from COVID. And so the protected need protection from the unprotected. As long as the purebloods are out there, their story isn't going to fly. And so that's the tale of the tape. That's what the evidence is telling us. And that's why they're going to continue to come after the unvaccinated, because we're the biggest threat to their plandemic, their scamdemic, and their genocide. It's not going to work on the unvaccinated because they still have an immune system. Their plans aren't going to work if people opt out of the Kool-Aid. And so it's important to keep talking about these vaccines and this plandemic for what it is. And it's important to disrupt whatever this new world order is rolling out. Whether it be the propaganda, whether it be the vaccines, or the other eugenics programs. We know that this outbreak began with the rollout of 5G. And so undoubtedly, the 5G is connected to this outbreak. These death towers, these COVID towers that are irradiating everyone, are also weakening people's immune systems. That's very well known, a very well-known side effect of EMF. It wipes out the immune system just like the vaccine. And given that it's germ warfare out there, people need to have an immune system. Natural immunity works best, to say the least. We'll have to leave it there for this broadcast. We appreciate everybody tuning in. Be sure to like and share. Feel free to mirror this content. This is Stranger Than Fiction News. You can find us on Telegram at STFN Report, on BitChute at Alien.Wars, because it's like they live on the television. And you can find us on Rumble at Stranger Than Fiction News. Till the next time, if you're listening to this, you are the Resistance.